We could all use a little guidance, Rhett. Like, you need guidance in many areas in your life.
It's true, Dean.
I do as well. Your reliable and experienced team, Western Wealth Builders. Very pleased to welcome Trevor and Devin here in the studio. I'm looking at the website. Trevor is a CIM, a PFP, and an FCSI.
And there's other ones his friends say.
But, yeah, and Devin is a CFP and a CPA and a CMA. I mean, look out. That's all.
How do you get that on a card?
Yeah, it's a lot. You got a lot going on there, boys. Good of you to come in and, of course, bring Bonton Meats.
Thanks for having us.
You guys know the secret, right? It's like, well, can we come in? Wednesdays are kind of busy. We got ribs. You know what? 8 o'clock, probably.
Good
be
time.
Able to squeeze you right in. Let's squeeze you in.
I like this one. Services to help you navigate through the peaks and valleys of life.
A lot of valleys, boys.
I'm stuck in that valley part.
Got a lot of valleys.
If you can take me to the peak part, that's where I need you.
We'll get you out of the valley.
To the peak.
Yeah, totally.
So how do you, I mean, we're talking about money, investing. How do you make it so that it doesn't become white noise and I don't glaze over? Because that's the problem I have. I get up at 3, I do my job, I go, you meet with investment people, it's like, oh, you got to put the other.
This.
That. It's like, yeah, whatever. You say, yeah, okay, sure, whatever.
Clunk.
It's hard, right, to kind of break it to layman's terms and to help people on a very kind of layman level understand what it is that they're doing and what we're doing.
Yeah, well, it's all about financial planning, Boomer. You've got to have a plan to succeed. So we sit down with our clients. We would sit down with you. And we heard that you've got $9. So
I have $9 at the end of the month that I really feel like I'm spending frivolously.
So
there's got to be a way.
Right. So you sit down and say, you know, how are we going to invest this $9 to get you retired? And it's all about having a plan. So it's about estate planning, financial planning, tax planning, retirement planning, and so that's what we do with our clients. And we try to keep it simple for our clients and keep it safe.
How frustrating is it sometimes when the market, you can't control the markets, the markets do what they do, the world does what it does, Trump does what he does, everything, and you have to somehow try and navigate through that. It's why we come to people like you. I have no idea how to do it.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing to keep in mind when we're putting together sort of our big playbook for folks, we're trying to create something that is really specific to you and your needs. And I think that by focusing on what your longer term goals are, we try to help navigate the noise for you and put you in a position where you don't have to sit there and worry about what the next Trump tweet's going to look like for you. The idea ends up being is that we set you up in a way that really makes sense for what it is your ultimate goals are, both short and long term. And I think that overall, it really helps put people at ease if you know that we always have our eye on the prize and we know what you want to achieve with your money. So I think that's the big thing. I mean, to your point, the noise is the noise out there. We can't control the markets. We're not Nostradamus. But what we try to do is set you up with something that you feel comfortable with and you understand most importantly.
Yeah, so. I know that if it were not for my wife, because she, thank God for her in so many ways in my life, but she is the one who was like, you know, maybe having 9 boats isn't the answer. Maybe we should sell some cars and maybe think about the future, you idiot. But even when you sit down, you kind of think, okay, well, when do I want to retire? What kind of a lifestyle do I want? You better start, right? I think it's going to be pretty scary, regardless of what happens with markets.
And how many people don't start?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's all about getting started. You know, take a little piece of your paycheck and put it away. Pay yourself first.
Because I got a bunch of dopey friends that haven't done anything, and now it's you're in the mid-40s, and it's like, hey, stupid, you're waiting a little long here, pal. But I'm gonna retire in 5 years.
And I think that's the big thing now is really focusing on what I'm calling sort of the lost generation of investors, the younger people, the millennial types like myself, that maybe haven't sat down and thought about their longer term plans. They just assume that, you know, if something happens to mom and dad, I can inherit all this money and I'm going to be just fine. That's not the reality. We're trying to get our baby boomer clients to spend all their money. But the idea ends up being starting early, and we like to start a lot with our clients' kids to make sure they're on the right track. And a lot of the work that we're doing now on our website is going to be focused on education and how to get started. You know, starting small, and what does it mean to even invest? Because too much jargon's out there right now, and what we're trying to focus on is educating our clients and potential clients to what the possibilities are and what are some of the pitfalls that you might experience if you're just getting started in the market. So,
do you teach shovelers? Because I have a shoveler living at my house that could use.
She's not paid well.
She's not paid well.
Her box is
really
terrible.
It goes out the door real good.
We have an investing for shovelers seminar we're going to do. Okay. So just for you.
It's like, yeah.
The stars are low.
Yeah, it's perfect. You know, and kind of piggybacking that point about getting started, it's when then you have kids and you think, well, you want to do right by your kids. Are they going to school? Well, maybe. Yeah. I got three. A couple might go. Not sure about the one, but we'll see. Maybe let's set it up so that all three can go to school. And then you look, well, okay, inflation, and this is what we expect it's going to cost when they get there, whenever, how many years down the road, and that's going to, it's one thing. My retirement is one thing, but then I can't just leave your kids hanging. That's kind of another. And it doesn't need to be scary, but it's just something you kind of got to think about if you haven't been.
And it's a total planning aspect, this whole thing. I think that's the people always see our industry as the retirement planners. Well, that's not it. That's a small little slice of the overall picture for everybody. Beyond the fact of just being able to pay for education, a lot of folks we're talking to now in their 70s and 80s are worried about their kids having to take care of them. Which is a big problem for that too. You don't want to leave your kids in a position where all of a sudden now you don't have any more income coming in and you're wondering how you're going to be able to pay the bills. And I think that right now, the multifaceted planning approach that we try to take with our clients really helps to give a little bit more clarity, because a lot of people don't think about these sort of things until it's way too late. And again, our job really is to sometimes be the bad guys to say, look, you have to sit down and really think about what's important in your life. And we spend a lot of our time right now going through, whether it's retirement or education planning, just to make sure that we have the ultimate goals in mind with our clients. Because if you don't really have that goal in mind, putting away money is one thing, but knowing what you're going to do with that and knowing that it's actually enough is a completely different thing. So,
Western Wealth Builders. Now, I'm looking at your website and it's you guys, right?
Yep.
This is you guys, because I think that a lot of it too is when you go to the big places and whatever, you just feel lost. You don't know if anyone's paying attention. Do they know what's going on? I don't have the money that he or she or they are investing. So how important am I? This feels a little bit more down home family, kind of one-on-one interactive, right?
Yeah, very much.
Which I think people, it's their money. They want to have that kind of a relationship.
Yeah. We cater to guys just like you guys.
Yeah.
We're kind of a mom and pop operation. So definitely that's our goal, is to help folks like yourself.
Yeah. So how, give us kind of the details. Obviously you guys have combined a lot of years, but as far as Western Wealth Builders, how long have we been together here doing this?
So I've been in the industry myself for over 25 years, but we've been at Western Wealth Builders, which we started about 3 years now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you see so I guess, and I think I know the answer, but that intimate relationship with clients, is that why this has happened, that you broke away and have decided to do your own thing?
Absolutely. And I think that we really wanted to find a place where we could do the right thing for the clients without having to worry about somebody else telling us what we should and should not be doing for our clients. And the independence that we have right now is something that we really pride ourselves on, because it allows us to do the right thing for our clients without being instructed, this is the right thing for your clients, right? So the idea has always ended up being in pairing up together. We really bring different skill sets. We sit down with every one of our clients together. And I think that's a big thing for us too, is that you sort of have two heads better than one philosophy. But the idea ultimately ends up being is that we want to really form a strong relationship with our clients, and see more as family than the clientele that they are. So,
because it, I know for people, when you work in, and it's not a shot at my company, but my company's big. I don't know if they even know who we are in Toronto, right? You kind of like to, you want to know. And when it's your money, you really want to feel like you know who's.
You want to talk to the person that's dealing with it.
Yeah, who's got their hands on it.
Somebody working for the person that's.
Yeah.
You want to know when you call, somebody's going to pick up the phone and talk to you.
Tell me why. Yeah. Let's engage. Because I think for a lot of people too, and I speak from experience, it's not something that you enjoy. When in fact, if you're investing money and you want to try and build the nest egg, it should be very exciting. That should be one of the most exciting parts of what, that's why we're working. That's what we're doing. We want to retire. We want to enjoy life. And this is what you guys are looking to do here.
Totally. And I think that's the biggest thing about this is that it shouldn't be about what your investment return looks like or how much, you know, what your growth rate is. All that stuff is subsequent to the ultimate goal of what is your ultimate goal for your money? What is your ultimate goal for your family? And by really focusing on that, we want to make money exciting for people again, because there's so much noise out there. There's so many ads on the television that talk about all these different products that you may or may not need. We really try to boil it down to something that really impacts each and every single person that walks in that door, so they know this is the reason I'm saving, these are the goals that I have, and these guys understand those goals. Yeah,
because it can be a very negative experience, the thought of investing money when it should be the
fearful,
complete opposite.
Just fearful people are.
And I think that I one of our clients said it best the other day. He feels like he walks out of there smarter and knowing a little bit more about things and being comfortable. And a lot of times I feel like people walk out of that office feeling confused and therefore fearful. Yeah. You know, the more over your head it is, the less you're going to retain and the less you're going to enjoy going in and sitting down with your advisor. And that's the big thing we try to focus on is, to Trevor's point, keeping it simple and making sure people understand and make sure people feel empowered when they walk out of the office. Yeah. You know, we're not there to confuse you and bamboozle you. We're supposed to be there to help you. And I think that by, again, educating our clients as much as we can do through the various things that we do, we really try to do a good job in making sure that people feel comfortable when they leave. And that just makes our job a lot easier and a lot more fun. So,
Trevor and Devin from Western Wealth Builders. So let's say Mike Trout calls up. He says, I've got $400 million that I should tuck some away.
Yeah, it's coming, though.
You'd be able to find, you know, some avenues, some safe, maybe a little bit more moderate, aggressive type stuff for that $400 million. Be all right.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'm sorry we wouldn't be able to deal with you guys after that.
Yeah, well, we'll give you, I got his number.
Is there one thing that's the most overlooked, or is it just people ignoring it completely? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it the tax side of it, the plan? I mean, it starts with a financial plan. But
it's the plan, Rhett. A lot of folks don't have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, you can't succeed. So to Devin's point earlier, you've got to know what it is that you're working toward, right? What are your goals? For some people, that's a house. For some people, that's retirement. And some people, that's a Ferrari. But if you don't know what your goal is, you can't plan for it. And that's what we try to figure out with our clients is, you know, what are you trying to achieve? And then go from there. So,
well, I'm just trying to feed and eat for my kids. And my wife just wants to spend
money. Yeah. We brought food
for
them.
Ribs now, so you'll be okay.
It's Amazon.com. It's just a steady stream of boxes showing up at Red's front door.
I signed it.
Well, that's awesome. I, you know, we were talking to the guys from Iconic, and not to be preachy, but there's an election coming, and I think it's time for Calgarians to be proud of our city and Albertans to be proud of our province. And you guys are Calgary based and born and raised.
Stamps fan.
He came in immediately. Apologized to Rhett. Sorry, Rhett. But I'm a Stamps fan.
Yeah.
They're okay. They've grown on me. That Dickinson guy, I kind of like.
He's all right. He's all right. The website. Before we go here, is just westernwealthbuilders.ca. It's Trevor, it's Devin, and Erica. I see Erica's on here.
That's right.
Very nice. Seems very nice. 403-220-9808. People want to get in contact, I would guess, westernwealthbuilders.ca. Start it. And again, it shouldn't be daunting. It shouldn't be scary. $9. If you got $9 that you're not spending, like I do. Maybe.
We'll help you with the $9.
Although I had to buy coffee this morning, so that's out. Anyway, boys, thanks for coming in, and thank you for the
thanks
food.
For
you
having
sure
us,
didn't
guys.
Have to.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Westernwealthbuilders.ca is the website. Check it out. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning continues on the air and online right now.